Stick something up here. Come on. You gotta hit this up here. Good afternoon. I think I will read the proclamation because it speaks very well of how we feel as a city to have the Sticks here and back to their home and the pride that we have in the great accomplishments that they have given to the name of through the name of the city of Chicago all around the world by their great performances. So if I may, I'd like to read the resolution. Whereas Chicago is the birthplace of many great international figures in the world of music and entertainment, and whereas Styx is one of the most successful and enduring rock and roll bands in the world, with numerous million-selling albums and countless sold-out worldwide concert performances to their credit, and whereas Styx still chooses to call Chicago home, living here and raising families here, and whereas the members of Styx have represented the city of Chicago as ambassadors to the world for more than 13 years, and whereas Styx has paid homage to one of Chicago's great architectural and entertainment landmarks, the Paradise Theater, with their musical album and theatrical concert production of Paradise Theater, and whereas Styx, as part of their 1981 Paradise Theater World Tour, returns to their home ground for three nights of sold-out concert performances at the Paradise Theater at Chicago's Rosemont Horizon, March 19th, 20th, and 21st. Now, therefore, I, Jane M. Byrne, Mayor of the City of Chicago, do hereby proclaim Saturday, March 21st, 1981, to be Chicago Salutes Styx Day and urge all citizens to join 95.5 WMET in celebrating the memory of the Paradise Theater and in welcoming Styx home to Chicago. And if you don't think that's a hard one to read, saying Styx. To everybody else that's in the room, I had read the proclamation when they first drafted it, and then I went over it again. And I was thinking I was going to see really old men come in when they said 13 years, you know, over 13 years. And the main thing that you're doing is you're really keeping your youth very well. And I said to them 13, and they said no longer than that. So I don't know how you do it. I really don't.
But started young.
This one was a yellow cab driver, so I told them we had much in common at one point in our careers. May I give you the proclamation?
Certainly.
Okay. Thank you. Would you like to say a few words? Come on.
I'll say a few words.
All right.